This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Who had the better news conference in Indianapolis yesterday? GM Ryan Poles or new head coach Ben Johnson, who seemed more comfortable, and which guy offered the best information?
Well, I think it was a landslide win. I think that all precincts have reported, and Ben Johnson is the overall winner of the news conferences. He is the man with the vision, and he was able to express it pretty simply. Said nice things about everyone. Said great things about Ryan Poles, among others, but he was definitely the guy in charge. I think if you were taking notes, you would have to agree that Ben Johnson is the man with the plan, and he is the front man of the organization now. And it's not meant as an insult or anything, but I don't know how many other interviews were requested of Ryan Poles. I don't know that he did the rounds through the combine in the same fashion in which Ben Johnson did. He was one of the big gets on that day. Not the Chris gets, but a big get for every show and every...
I think Poles did Florio.
Yeah.
He did Pro
okay.
Football Talk.
God bless him. But I'm saying everybody wanted a piece of Ben Johnson. That's all. I think he was one of the more popular coaches. When guys are... There are certain coaches that everybody wants to get a chance with, and it's kind of interesting to listen to. I heard a lot of different interviews because I was in the car, in and out of the car, and I was at home watching the NFL Network. You'd be proud of me. and it was good. It was good. They had a lot of different people, but definitely Ben Johnson made the tour.
Well, it's funny. We're asking questions, obviously, in the Pick Six, but I asked this question to you guys this morning when we got together in between the break during the pregame show. So is it Poles and Johnson, or is it now Johnson and Poles? And I think it's now Johnson and Poles. See, there's still a honeymoon period going on here with Ben Johnson. We like hearing what he has to say. We're not questioning, oh, yeah, right. But remember a year ago when you said this, that's where we're kind of at with Ryan Poles. Like, you know, we question Ryan Poles. We have doubts about Ryan Poles. Right now, it's all happy and good with Ben Johnson, as it should be. He was great yesterday. Sounded like a regular guy. Mully, to your point, gave fresh takes in the different areas. Yeah, the questions are the questions. What are you doing with the offensive line? How do you get Caleb better? Yep. You're an offensive guy. Why did you pick Dennis Allen? I mean, it's the same general six or seven questions. But he offered different anecdotes and things. He gets it. He really, and he came kind of pre-advertised as somebody well, one of the biggest things we don't know about this guy is, can he work the room? Can he handle being in front of the class? He clearly can own the room without a shadow of a doubt.
What a misconception that was, because Ben Johnson came across yesterday, and in every time that we have seen him, he's so relatable. He's like the high school math teacher on parent teacher night that keeps just talking to you about your kid. You're like, oh yeah, how did you know that? How did you know that? Great example. And he just keeps impressing you the longer he talks. And I think Ryan Poles, no, it's just different personality types. That's just the way it is. So in terms of yesterday, it wasn't even close in terms of who you were more impressed by. But I think the specific things, it was as much substance as style.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson told you his plan for Caleb. He talked about the commitment to the running game. He talked about overhauling the offensive line. He talked about being on the same page defensively.
That was
with
great.
Dennis Allen.
That was great.
Because of their view of what pass pressure does to a quarterback.
Yes.
And I think everything that you heard, it was like, oh yeah, oh yeah. He's in a, oh wow. So definitely, this was a moment for Ben Johnson to look back at and say, it wasn't just winning the introductory press conference. He now has made a statement league-wide that he knows what he's doing and the Bears are in good hands.
That's a great question.
With your three interior linemen headed to the open market, Tevin Jenkins, Matt Pryor, and Coleman Shelton, did you like hearing new Bears head coach Ben Johnson's reference how the Panthers rebuilt their line? Panthers gave Robert Hunt a five-year, $100 million deal, added Damian Lewis, 4 years, $53 million. Those numbers, counting inflation, be around what you would give the Chiefs guard Trey Smith and the Falcons center Drew Dalman, what they could command.
I think it's been done before, right? I mean, I think there's a number of teams that did that last year. The Panthers come to mind when they went out in free agency and got a couple top guards and really changed the dynamic of their offense. And you saw them clicking there in the second half of the season once they started to really gel. So there's no question that you can change the dynamic of a room just like that.
So do you like that plan that Ben Johnson laid out?
Just like that, yes, because it's not an accident that he put that out there. There was nothing unintentional about what you heard. And that's a $150 million investment he's referencing.
Yeah.
So the team with $78 million of cap space sounds like they're going to be intentional about their free agency and aggressive because, you know what? They have a clear vision. And I think I heard somebody say yesterday, one of the more memorable things that Ryan Poles did say was that when you have clarity, you can be more aggressive. When you have a clear vision, it allows you to be more specific, maybe in your approach. Specifically, the Bears are going to be approaching free agent offensive linemen. And those are two guys at the top of their list, presumably, or they should be. But if this is going according to a plan that we think is, sounds like is rooted in common sense tells you, you start with a guard in a center. Dalman and Smith would be a great beginning to the Ben Johnson era. Don't know if it's realistic. We'll get to that in a moment. Mm-hmm. But this was excellent to hear. I know people will say, they'll scoff, it's the Panthers. Oh my gosh, why would you want to copy the Panthers? It's not copying the Panthers. It's copying the approach to free agency, which is being willing to invest $150 million to revamp your offensive line.
This is a great, great analogy. I love it. You know, we talk about the NFL being a copycat business all the time. So there's a blueprint out there. Now the key is, go out and execute it. They've got the money to do it. And as we talked about yesterday, and we'll continue to talk about, is free agency could have a massive effect on what you're doing as far as the NFL draft. So this is what's so exciting about the next six or so weeks coming up for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, this is a vision. This is a plan. This is something that did get Carolina better from one year to the next. Again, you know, you're not looking to kind of copy anyone else's game plan, but it's been done is the point. And, you know, whether you you end up with, you know, Mekhi Becton instead of Will Smith, or whether there's another center, I haven't looked at the center market very closely. Whatever it is, this gives you a hint of what they have to get done. As we mentioned, they got three guys, that are heading to unrestricted free agency, and there are three guys that started last year, and I don't know. I if I were pushed, I might be willing to bring back Matt Pryor as a backup. You see what I'm saying? Like a reserve guy, because he's a guy you know can play, and you feel good about that. But I don't know that I would be convinced into saying Tevin Jenkins. I know he's a good player when he's available, but the available thing would really make me hesitate from bringing him back, even as a backup, even if he doesn't get a lot of looks. It would have to be a team-friendly deal. I think that you could see them splashing on a couple of players that don't look like splashes, but improving their team pretty significantly. I think they have to do it. I think they know they have to do it, and that's why he has the example at his fingertips.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
Voice of Brad Biggs, Biggs Time, 7 a.m. David, you referenced in a moment. Well, that moment is now. Chiefs GM Brett Veach sounded optimistic the team could keep guard Trey Smith.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously at the top of the list, and we've already had some good dialogue with him and with CAA and Tori and Jimmy and his crew. So obviously a lot to work through, but this is the time of the year to do that. And again, we've already had some initial dialogue, and that will continue on this week and in the days to come leading up before free agency. So we'll certainly do what we can and feel, you know, pretty optimistic about our possibilities there.
What did you just hear?
I heard a certain amount of uncertainty, to be honest with you. I don't think I heard this kind of flat out, we're going to plant our flag and Trey Smith's here forever. I think they got hard decisions themselves. I think they got to get better on the offensive line. And how do you get better on the offensive line if you lose one of your best offensive linemen? They just have a more desperate need at a more important position. So I heard that they're going to try. I heard that I don't know enough of Brett Veach. I don't know if that's how he talks, but I did not hear the sort of assurance that I would want to hear if I were a Chiefs fan. I think it was kind of what you say before you lose a guy as much as it is what you say before you tag a guy.
I agree. It was a little bit cloudy for sure, but I did. The first thing you heard, he's at the top of the list. So he did say top of the list, but everything after that was giving reasons why it was possible it couldn't happen. I wonder also what the Travis Kelce sounds like. Travis Kelce is coming back. Obviously, Travis Kelce makes a couple of bucks, and maybe that's not something that they were hoping. Maybe they were hoping Travis Kelce walked away, even though he's probably going to go down as the or one of the top three greatest tight ends to ever play this game. Maybe they were done with him.
It's a good point, Dustin. You know that situation all too well. I think that when you look at...
There's a very...
What did I miss?
That was a Taylor Swift reference that was well played.
When you look at Brett Veach and you hear what he said, I heard, as the question asked, I heard a general manager covering himself with his fan base when you have to ultimately say goodbye to a guy you can't afford or you don't want to pay. And I think they want to pay Trey Smith, but the real statement by Brett Veach would be, tagging Trey Smith.
Exactly.
You want to remove doubt, then you place a transition tag on him, you place a franchise tag on him, and you don't let him out of your building and out of your organization. What you heard yesterday to me was, as Molly, as you point out, is like, this is a guy who's preparing and bracing for, after that opening statement, the end of the Trey Smith era in Kansas City or his time with the Chiefs, which I think is good news for the Bears. If you let him hit the open market, which I think any 25, 26-year-old professional athlete will be persuaded to do by his representation, if they don't tag him, then that is an invitation for the Bears to be as aggressive as Ben Johnson suggested they would be in revamping and rebuilding their offensive line. So I wouldn't get caught up in Brett Veach sounding optimistic or committed to signing and retaining Trey Smith. Easier said than done.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
That's one of those questions. You know how hard that is to answer.
That is the voice of Dan Weider. He'll be here to answer questions at 9 with Mully and Hall. Rush end and possible number one overall pick, Abdul Carter won't run at the combine. Quarterback Shedeur Sanders won't throw. Does any of it matter? Is the answer if the answer is no? Why do so many teams make so much about this week in Indy?
I think it's more the way this has evolved. It seems like it's almost more for the second to fifth rounders or the guys who are going to comprise the bulk of the draft than it might be for the first round talent and certainly the quarterbacks. Last year, a lot of the top quarterbacks didn't throw. Caleb Williams did not. You show up for the medicals, as we know. You show up for the interviews, which can be impactful, but I think maybe overrated sometimes. We don't hear as much about the Wonderlic anymore because that used to be a purpose that was served at Combine Week, which isn't necessarily the case anymore.
Until they all got the answers.
Until they all got the answers and the cheat code. So I really wonder, and I do think that this, I don't want to say it's over-covered, but I do think that it's covered in a way that makes you, it almost, to get anything that interesting or new, you've got to go deep into the weeds because you know that Shedeur Sanders isn't going to throw. Man, what's Cam Moore doing? I don't know. He'll start throwing and then he'll stop halfway through. What's he going to do this week? The Abdul Carter, I was looking forward to seeing what numbers he would put up in terms of speed and explosiveness, but I understand why he would wait till the pro day. The pro days are what this is all about. And so I don't know that this week in Indy is as important to the top guys as it used to be because they now are orchestrating their own pre-draft process.
All right, I'm going to push back. This is not a big surprise. I do think you're right that it's become more about your third and fourth and fifth and second and third day guys. There's no doubt. It's a place where you can do all your scouting. Really, it's about the interviews. It's about sitting down, getting in the room, looking a guy in the eyes. Especially some of the guys maybe that have a couple of check marks, like what kind of shape have these guys gotten themselves in the biggest job ahead of the biggest job interview in their life? But here's my problem with these pro days. Like, as much as I like to buy into conspiracy theories, the NFL is not fixed. Okay, the WWF, sorry if I'm, those are staged. like there's a storyline. There, you do this, I'll do that, then you do this, then I'll jump on too. Okay. Like, it's not perfect. The NFL is not perfect. So I hate that, I'm falling in love with this guy because of what he did on his pro day. The pro day is all orchestrated. They're working, they're following a script. They've got receivers and backs and everybody doing things. They're getting the ball spun back to them. They're on their home turf. They're where they practiced all the time. It's temperature controlled. That's not the NFL. So I just don't fall in love with a guy based on what he did. You know, I want to see offensive linemen do 225. Oh, I'm going to wait to do that. Sit down and lift the weights. Okay? Give me a break.
Okay, so this is an interesting question. It's mainly about quarterbacks. It is quarterbacks because of the amount of money they make and how high and how overdrafted they tend to be because everybody needs them and there's a shortage. Those are the players that decline to really participate in the combine. Those are the players that want all the things you're talking about, Dustin, being in the comfort of their home stadium, being familiar with their surroundings, having their receivers catch for them. They want to put on the best show they can because if you're halfway decent, you're getting drafted, and if you're getting drafted, you're eventually going to get paid. Usually, when you talk about the great athletes, they want to take part in the combine because they want to show off. They want to, you know, if you have 4.3 speed, 4.21, what did Xavier Worthy run last year?
That was it.
You're a first round draft pick.
He ran his way into the first round.
No question. Guys can do that. And it is like the great athletes love to do that. What's interesting about this question is we're including Abdul Carter. He is not partaking in this because he has an injured AC joint in his left shoulder. Abdul Carter would run an incredible time. He would be able to lift a house over his head. He's meant to be super strong in the weight room. That's his reputation. I'm sure he can do some damage to 225 at the combine. But because of his shoulder, he's trying to, you know, this is a guy that could be the first defensive player, if not the first player taken in the draft. Although maybe Travis Hunter can improve the way you think of him if he decides to work out.
We should
out
talk
here.
About that later, too.
That's a very good and interesting one. I think that this is more about the quarterbacks than anything else. And I know plenty of NFL people who have been saying literally for 30 years to me that if they had a chance, they would love to draft someone that worked out over someone that didn't. They don't have the chance. These are the players, the mystery, the uncertainty. These are the guys, the quarterbacks. It's all about that position. There are other guys. I always suspect if you don't work out at the combine, then you have a fear that something you do isn't going to turn out right. So you want to wait for your day at your college or the nearest college, whatever it might be, like you're saying, Dustin. Better circumstance.
Terrific question. Need to get that answer. Don't have it for you today.
That's the voice of Bruce Levine. We're going to talk some Cubs with him today. Another day, another W for the Cubs in spring training. What were your thoughts seeing Sammy Sosa in full uniform, mixing with the players in the dugout for the first time since 2004?
Yeah, Sammy's back. He really is, and his apology was enough. And let's not mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away from it. Away with it. That's from Fawlty Towers, where they have German guests coming to the hotel. At any rate, don't mention steroids. Don't mention the past. Don't mention anything. Sammy's back. Everyone, let's celebrate. Let's get Dustin bowing. Let's not worry about how he got to the numbers he performed. Those are his numbers, and that's all that matters.
Only player in the history of baseball to hit 60 home runs and 60 home runs or more in three consecutive seasons.
How did he do that?
I was surprised. I did not see that coming. I didn't think, I didn't hear, I didn't know that Sosa was going to be out at spring training. And so he really is back. This was not just a way to sell a couple of extra tickets to CubsCon. right? Because some people thought that kind of CubsCon, you know, not a huge buzz this year. And okay, I'll cave in. We'll sell a couple extra ducats. We'll get Sammy Sosa in here, and then he'd go back down to Miami. And then the next time we'd see Sammy was when they do something to honor him. One afternoon at Wrigley, you know, late when it's already football season, and depending on what the Cubs' record is, they're in the second row or the cry room because the Bears are in the front row of the church.
Right. We remember Sammy Sosa enough to be cynical about seeing him and maybe even skeptical if you want to do that. And that's great and fine because everyone's entitled to the reaction to seeing Sammy and after being away for 21 years. But when you see him talking to Kevin Alcantara, for instance, and then you see him talking to other guys, Alcantara's not going to be 23 years old until July. They don't remember. They didn't live through that. They know Sammy is the guy that hit 60 home runs and the guy that is now, you know, an icon in some of their maybe in minds and still is the guy that comes to them maybe with, he's not going to change anybody's season by telling him to move up in the plate or to hold back and hit the opposite field, whatever expertise he has to lend. And he did say he was an expert on hitting. He told that to Taylor McGregor, who, by the way, handled that as well as you could have handled a situation in game. You know, a lot of people, it was so relaxed. It was so comfortable and it was fun. It was a good exchange in the Cub dugout.
She didn't go Jim Gray on him.
She didn't go full. She handled that as, like, I think you want a spring training interview with Sammy Sosa to go. So that was, I think, a big part of too how we consumed his presence and really heard what he had to say. I understand all you're saying, Mully, and I think people have every right to be as hesitant or have those reservations. I think also people, if it's time to move on, as everybody wants to move on, I get that too, because that's kind of where I found myself yesterday. It's like, all right, Sammy is back. All right, this is kind of fun. Go with it.
This will be a pick six. There's your bowl game.
Are your expectations for the Bulls tonight against the Clippers tempered by an injury report that lists the Vooch as doubtful? Patrick Williams, of course, is still out. Jalen Smith out. Io maybe. What's the desired result in your mind?
Well, I'm just hoping that by noon, Kevin Huerter doesn't come down with a mysteriously sprained ankle so he doesn't play because in fear he's going to get hot. The Bulls, look at this.
The guy they got to stop now.
He's too good. He's too good. the desired result, it's very difficult to balance the collective outcome and what you're rooting for with these individual type development plans or progress. I want to see Matas. Desired result is Matas 35 minutes, 20 points. The desired result is, yeah, you'd like to see Kevin Huerter have another big game because he seems like a nice guy trying to find his rhythm and regain his shooting stroke. You'd like to see Josh Giddey for the fourth straight game get a double-double and score 20 points and make history, team history. You'd like to see a lot of things, but I don't know what it means big picture-wise because I still don't think that we have a clear picture of what the Bulls are, except for stuck in the middle.
Kevin, who? I love Chuck Swirsky. I think he does a really good job, brings entertainment to basketball into these airwaves, but I hope Chuck is not dancing tonight on social media.
Is that it? We waited a long time to get that sentence. Another pregnant pause.
Oh, we were playing Kevin Huerter. Kevin who?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I am obviously, like a lot of people, tempered, not by the injury news, but by the situation of this team. I'm ready for them to go back to the six-game losing streak. I enjoyed the one-off, but feel free to... it's good news that all the players are out. It's good news that you're going to be playing young guys. Let's play those young guys when it matters most and see how that turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be too good.
The young guys will get their look down the stretch.
That's it.
And you probably are more likely to lose by doing that, but I think that's what you're saying is that's the intended path.
I would say that is exactly.
You're increasing your percentage points.
That's it. That's all you really want. Sadly. But a good loss is a good loss. Go ahead and lose well. Let's see some of these young guys do something so you feel like there's a future. But, you know, get into the premier position and then you can start winning again. Extra Point is next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.